The Life, Chapter 1. There is no standard definition to the two words above, but I'm going to let you know what they mean in relation to my book and essays contained in it. The Life means any legal way of obtaining money, jewelry, precious stones and metals, and or anything else of value without being involved in selling drugs of any kind. That extends to cooking, weighing, chopping, packaging, stamping, mixing, drying, looking for and calling to connect and customers, finding a cheap price, agreeing to meet at a secret location, waiting on a call, or anything else that had to do with the drug trade. The life I live can't be explained nor understood from afar, especially from sitting in a big house in the nice part of the city with no worries. The life is an adulterous bitch and I don't give a fuck about anyone. With that being said, if you're not already doing so, I strongly suggest that you start courting success. I didn't exaggerate or blow up what I did in order to write Black Bottom Bread. It is what it is. My creation reiterate that I know where I'm going without forgetting where I came from. Black Bottom Bread is a book that should be read for multiple reasons. Not only is it entertaining, but it's also informative, and a lot can be learned if one will look beneath the rocky surface of what's being told. My goal is to inform you through my experiences, where I gain insight on certain things, share them with you, and hopefully you'll look at things in a different way. Black Bottom Bread is made up of different stories in essay form about myself and others getting away from a particular situation and or getting away with something from a particular situation. You will be given intel from the situations that will help you make better informed decisions. Also, some of the majorisms contained in the book of taking heed to will take you a long way in life. You will find different circumstances that involve police, crime and violence, car and animal chases, kind games, encounters with men and women, and a host of other stuff that never get talked about. It's said that a lot of times in real life, you will find stuff that's unbelievable and or stranger than fiction. And with that notion, I'm going to substantiate the claim. What I've written about is 100% true and come from my life, whether I live through it myself or witness it personally. For whatever reason, many things never get mentioned from fear of someone not believing the story or storyteller, but I've put those fears away, as you will see on the pages of Black Bottom Bread. I went to prison for the crimes of armed robbery and assaults with attempted murder, and that is not the reality for most. Statistics will show that the perpetrators of most crimes never get caught. Guess what? You're going to see how and why some criminals never get prosecuted because of the ingenious and sometimes hilarious ways the perpetrators get away. In no way am I advocating crime. It's just that I know we all can obtain invaluable life's lessons from places that are totally unexpected. From my life, I have some stories that you probably thought you would never hear. Many people's lives, such as mine, include incidents which appear to be ripped from the headlines or something that you'll only see on the silver screen. I have to say that growing up on Detroit's east side in the Black Bottom, I seen some things where I knew damn well the person was going to get caught, hurt, or killed, but they got away as if it was normal and just another happened in a day. It goes to say that when growing up in the hood and life throws lemons at us, we have an uncanny way of making lemonade. For the sake of not incriminating anyone, I won't be using a name where the statute of limitations haven't ran its course. Other than that, what you see is what you get. Just so you'll know, you better believe that during my years in prison that I've studied the law as how it pertained to this. These stories are told from the best of my remembrance as they happened years ago with nothing taken out or added for the purpose of making the story grander than it was.